Paolo Nutini, new stuff from him called Scream, Funk My Life Up. A bit of Blood Orange and London Grammar on the way for you as well. But before that, we say good evening to 3am.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
You all alright?
Yeah, good,
yeah,
cheers.
Yeah, good. Good journey down here?
Yeah, not too bad. We found it, that's the main thing.
How long did it take to find it? Be honest, how long did it take you?
About 45 minutes.
Where were you coming from? Next door?
Only South End, so it weren't too bad.
Oh, okay, not too bad. You were talking about you nearly stopped for food, but didn't bother.
Yeah, we didn't want to get lost. We didn't want to push our luck.
Yeah, it would be awkward if you were just having a snack box from KFC and you're like, oh, should be on the radio.
Yeah.
So, just to check, we've got Daryl, George and Tommy.
That's right.
From 3am. Yeah. I've had to draw a little diagram on my notepad to try and remember names. I feel like, you know, if you're a new school at new class at school, and the teacher would be like, I won't remember all your names. A little reminder, I will forget your names. I feel like that teacher right now.
Do you want us to write them on a little card and put them on the table?
Yeah, it could be useful. little name tags would be quite useful. There is three of you. We won't go into too much detail. There used to be four of you in 3am. So
did, yeah.
What sort of happened since then?
Since then, we've just had a lot of thinking time, really. We've been thinking about a name change and sort of and like writing in a different genre for a while, so I think now it's time for a fresh start.
I mean, things have been sort of sliding over to one side for a while anyway, so now sort of after the occurrences sort of happened, that
it just kind of gave us a push.
Yeah, it's a reason to sort of do what we want to do, change our names and such.
Yeah. So
at the moment, you talk about changing style. You're sort of pop punk at the moment.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking of changing to?
I mean, it's still pop punk, really. Mm. Yeah, just a bit more mature.
Okay, yeah. So are you all sort of pop punk fans, or is it just a genre you feel that you're best at playing?
Yeah, definitely.
We sort of grew up listening to Blink-182 and they've gone to sort of like 4 Year Strong and all these bands so far.
Are they sort of your influences then?
Yeah, definitely.
So how long have you been together as a band?
Well, us three now has been about 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm. Since I joined.
Me and you, George, we started it when we was young.
Very young.
Really young.
13, maybe. Age 13. Sort of thing, not knowing what we're doing.
Is it weird when you're 13 and you're in a band? Like, you're only 13, you've got to think, oh, we've got to write a song, I'm 13. Is it quite a weird experience initially?
We don't. That age,
we don't talk about those words.
Have you erased them from the internet?
No.
It's like some of these previous radio shows, I go through and just like, get that off the internet. It's awful. We joke now, this will be one of them in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get it off, I can't listen back to that. You're here to perform two tracks of your own in a bit, and you're going to do a cover as well.
Yep.
Is it different rehearsing for maybe like an acoustic session on the radio compared to rehearsing for a live gig? Is it quite different?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah. I mean, we've practiced pretty much every day this week just to make sure we get everything polished, because I think our main thing is when it's acoustic, you can really hear the mistakes.
Yeah.
A live show, we can just kind of cover it up.
That's what I find interesting when we get guests in and we get them to do a cover. Because sort of when they're performing their own records, as you'd expect, you're used to them. You're used to gigging with them.
Mm.
But as soon as you put a cover on someone, it sort of separates people. Because it's like something you're not used to singing. I always find it interesting listening to the covers most out of doing the live records.
Yeah, we've tried to get as polished as we can. So hopefully
we're going to find out shortly anyway.
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to have a bit of London Grammar. Then we're going to be back with 3am. Which two records of yours are you going to be performing for us?
400 Goodbyes and Need You to Know, both off the newest EP.
Okay, wicked. So they're going to be live on the show next after some London Grammar, and they'll also be doing a cover as well for us.
Ooh, you know it is
The sound of London Grammar. Bit of Hey Now here on Phoenix. We're still joined in the studio this evening by 3am. Unnecessary crowd noise. Always sounds good on the radio when you get a band and you go, unnecessary noise, really. Are you ready to perform your first record? I'm excited to hear this. Yeah. I've enjoyed your music in MP3 form, and now we're getting live form.
It's your own personal performance now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting weirdly serenaded or something, which is probably quite bizarre for you.
This is all for you.
So here we go. This is 3am, live in session here on Phoenix. This is their record, 400 Goodbyes. Take it away, lads.
Seems like today you've got me out of the lead, and I know everything changed more than I can believe. But I'm strong and I'm not moving on, and I'll fight for my life even though that it's not right. Since you've been gone, I've been waiting so long, and I know that you've changed, but I'm not moving on. For you, for you, for you, and I can't believe that what you said is true, that I ended up like you. Oh, oh, and I can't believe you ended up like me. Another goodbye under the same falling sky, and yeah, the walls never change, but your face stays the same. So you and me and your best friends all agree, so why can't you save me? Since you've been gone, I've been waiting so long, and I know that you've changed, but I'm not moving on. For you, for you, for you, and I can't believe that what you said is true, that I ended up like you. Oh, oh, and I can't believe you ended up like me. But it's hard to stay strong, and if you're moving on, there's not much that I can do. 'Cause you saved me from my dreams, and it's not hard to see. So why'd you have to leave me? And I can't believe that what you said is true, that I ended up like you. Oh, oh, and I can't believe you ended up like me.
You ended up like me. Oh.
What was that for? What was
that last
duff note? Right.
Seriously, I'm so unmusically educated, I wouldn't have had a clue. Like, you didn't even need to say that. It sounded good, though. There you go, 3am performing 400 Goodbyes live here on Phoenix FM. We're going to get your Keen cover very shortly, I believe, but I could be pushing it. Are you ready to go straight into the second?
Yeah.
Second record? 3am once again live in session here on Phoenix with their record Need You to Know.
So I can go and live with the forever. Take every small thing and breathe it in. I love the taste of hope and anger. I know it hurts, I know I'm wrong for thinking that I'm wrong for thinking that. No, 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 no.
I can't believe you feel the same as me. I never will be free. So shame me. Oh, I see you. Boy, I see you. Upon every path I see water. Leave me as you breathe. Release us to shame.
I need you to know, so I can go and live with her forever. Take every small thing and breathe it in. I love the taste of hope and anger.
She forms inside. Truth tells a lie. This has gone on for too long. Still we
one chance to prove you made your move. Still I lay in broken glass with shattered memories from our past.
You fail me, find myself tonight. Chances are fast getting by they
keep me up all through the night.
And I wonder how we came this far. Denying all your bad intentions. Will you take the time to
I need you to know, so I can go and live with her forever. Take every small thing and breathe it in. I love the taste of hope and anger. Take every small thing and breathe it in. I love the taste of hope and anger.
There we go, without any this time. Always a positive when there's no at the end. That is 3 a.m. live in session here on Switch. That is their record, Need You To Know. We're going to be back after some Blood Orange. They're going to be doing their cover of Keen. And we're also going to be playing a very stupid game called Hashtag Awkward. It's Phoenix FM with me, Joe, through till 8.
Looking over, thought you were never good enough. Fall asleep right next to me. You know that you were never good enough. I never was in love. You know that you were never. To me, you know that you were never for good enough.
The sound of Blood Orange. This is You're Not Good Enough here on Phoenix 98 FM. Still joining the studio by the 3 a.m. lads. Let's do another awkward way. Trying to like, create atmosphere.
Yeah.
Four of us in a studio, pretend there's a big crowd of people. You've already done your two original songs, 400 Goodbyes and Need You to Know. Happy with how they went? All go okay to plan?
Yeah.
Apart
from Tommy's pick on the floor.
Dropping a pick, that's the worst that happened.
Apart from dropping a pick, it was all worth the rehearsals.
Oh, yes.
It was worth putting the effort in. Yes. It'd be awkward if you went, we spent hours and hours and it went rubbish.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, we're going to have your Keane cover now. As you know, I'm a good fan of a cover. We can really judge 3 a.m. now. This is our moment to...
Hopefully we won't disappoint.
No. Take it away, guys. This is 3 a.m. covering Keane's Everybody Changing.
Everybody's changing and I don't know when. So we all die, just try to understand it. I'm trying to make a move just to stay in the game. I'm trying to stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Just to stay in the game, I'll try to stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Stay in the game, I'll try to stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Everybody's changing and I don't feel the same.
There you go. Two out of three with no R's at the end. That's not bad. 3 a.m. covering Keane's Everybody Changing. And that is the live session over. Let's have a round of applause. The session is over.
Yeah.
Yes. No more singing needed. Can relax.
Yeah, that's kind of clapping. It's clapping.
Chill out now. We're going to have some Riley Ritchie. We're going to play Stronger Than Ever. Then we'll be back with 3AM. We'll run through how you can get in contact with them, all the details about any gigs in the future, the sort of admin stuff that we like to say for the end, because it's otherwise boring at the start. And I find people switch off. They're just like, I don't care about admin. So we'll save the admin for the end. And we're also going to be playing a daft game called Hashtag Awkward, which could result in us playing Busted. There's a chance. Or we're playing IAS Replay. To be honest, I'd rather your choice. So come back very shortly and we could be playing Busted on the radio.
Hate me when I'm gone, I'll make it worth your while when I'm successful. But when I'm here, I need your kindness, cause the climb is always stressful. Clumsily gas myself by thinking I'll be better off alone. I'll leave my peace in pieces all around the decent people back at home. Cause I'm a big boy, hit an idol, not well named. If I pull the wool back from my eyes, I can see clearly. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. And I fall, fall, fall when it all comes down. And I won't be crushed by the weight of this town. I fall from the sky, but I won't fall forever. I fall, but when I rise, I'll be stronger than ever. Official man, delusions grand, now I'm a free agent. I'm here to make a stand for causes I don't understand and make a statement. I fall short on knowledge, I don't even watch the news. Can't be arsed with college, it's nothing but a human zoo. Cause I'm a big boy, hit an idol, now I won't need. If I pull the wall back from my eyes, I can see clear. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. Defeated, I believe that I can turn this ship around. Destroy the status quo until I know I've found a common ground. I'm not alone, I'm just focused in my zone. This is easy. I'm fine, I just need time to turn this into home. I'm good, believe me. Believe me when I say I'm gonna be big explosives. Crack through thunderous mountaintops. Exploding mines, volcanoes pop and blow. I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Who am I kidding? I'm sad, no ideas coming. It's driving me mad and I'm fighting. It's turning me bad, I'm loaded. Days is taking me over. I just wanna be home with all my friends and family. Mum and dad is closing in on me. I need recovery, coming home. I'm coming home and I need closure. I need closure. And I don't know, well, nearly. If I pull the wool back from my eyes, I can see clearly. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. Whoa. And I'm
Riley Ritchie, a record called Stronger Than Ever for you here on Switch on Phoenix FM. We're still joined by 3AM.
Wee!
Unnecessary wee! if you all like to get close to the mic now, we're going to play a daft game I like to call Hashtag Awkward. And as I said, I've done this game once before with a guest. It went well, so I thought I'd bring it back for you guys. But we didn't have a jingle then. So what I thought, I got to the studio earlier. We got the studio out there. I thought, let's make a jingle. And to be honest, you lost a member recently. Hello. I mean, if you get desperate. So are you ready? for 2.5 seconds of pain for your ear holes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is the hashtag awkward new jingle, and I've tried to do it in like pop punky style.
Ah.
Okay, oh, great, for you.
Nice touch.
Hashtag awkward. Thanks.
That's excellent.
Thanks. Do you want it again? Let's play it again. This, then we'll stop playing it. Hashtag awkward. There you go. So if you get desperate for someone for the band, I'm there.
Excellent.
We'll bear that in mind.
The worrying thing is, I nearly decided, oh, I won't record it, I'll do it live. But thank God I recorded it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through awkward situations. I'm going to read three out. You guys are going to do one each. And the idea is we guess whether they're true or false. Whoever guesses the most correctly gets to play their guilty pleasure song on the radio. You guys have chosen Busted.
Yep.
Yeah. You've had a bit of Crash the Wedding. I've chosen Iaz's Replay.
Oh, dear.
So, I mean, to be honest, for the sake of the listener, it's probably better if you guys win. For the sake of selfishness, it's better if I win. But that's how these games work, really. So, you ready for situation number one?
Go for it.
I once went to the ice cream van that comes down my street. No, as you do. This was sort of the first time I'd been to the ice cream van as a kid.
Right.
He asked for my name. I was sort of new. And he was this Italian Rossi ice cream man. So I said, Joe. However, because of sort of communication difficulties, he kept calling me John. So it was constantly, John, hello. So then every time I went to the ice cream van, even if I'd have some mates round, we'd go, or if there's some of the neighbours were queuing behind me, he'd be like, hello, John. And everyone's looking going, who's John? Because they all knew me as Joe, obviously. And then as a kid, I didn't really have the guts to eventually turn around and be like, my name's actually Joe. So for a good few years to this ice cream van, I was John. And that was a bit awkward, especially if people were behind me in the queue who knew me.
Yeah, I guess it would awkward. Be.
But do you think that awkward situation is true or false?
I reckon it could be true.
It could be true.
It happens.
So is it 2-1 in favour of true?
I think it is.
Yeah, so you're saying true. You are correct.
Hey.
Yeah, that is a true situation. I was called John to an ice cream van for a good few years. Very bizarre. Okay, situation number two. Recently, I walked past a park. This is recently. This isn't as a kid. So it's a bit weird of a story. And I thought it'd be funny in front of my mates where he show off and all that to jump in the child's swing. So I was like, yeah, let's get in the child's swing. That'll be funny. It turned out to be funny for about a couple of minutes, and then I tried to get out the child's swing, and I was stuck in the child's swing. Actually stuck, couldn't pull myself out. I've got quite lanky limbs, you may have realised anyway. I'm sort of uncoordinated. So me in a child's swing, I couldn't get out. Me and my mates had to hurl me out this swing in front of a crowd of sort of mums, babies, your traditional park crowd, and they're all just laughing their heads off at this lanky young lad stuck in a child's swing.
Oh dear.
And that was very awkward. But is that true or false?
Oh, well, I think we've all been there at some point.
We've all done the child's swing.
We've all thought, oh, I can fit in there, but you can't.
I don't know. I'm going to say false, but that might just be because the last one was true.
I'm going to say true this time.
I'm going to go for true as well.
So is it you in favour 2-1 again? You're saying true?
Yes.
Nah, that's not true.
No. I wish it was.
Haven't done that. It will happen one day, but so far that is a false awkward situation. Okay, are you ready for the final situation?
Go.
Currently 1-2. This is to get two. When on air, I once meant to play a Tiny Temper song. So a lot of the time on the system here, there'll be two songs lined up. Sort of the one you're about to play, the one next afterwards. So at the moment, weirdly, it says Iaz and Busted. That wouldn't normally be the case, but this essentially had Tiny Temper, and I hadn't loaded the next song yet onto the system. So the automated playlist had a Shania Twain song. Accidentally, though, I press Shania Twain. So I go, right, here's some Tiny Temper, pass out. Play Shania Twain on the radio. And obviously, as you'd expect, an awkward situation. But is it true or false?
I'll say true.
I reckon that was true.
I want to say true, yeah.
You've all agreed. You're saying true. It didn't happen. I mean, I'm sure I've played Shania Twain, but that's probably on purpose. Big fan of Shania.
Yeah,
why wouldn't I? You got 1-3. So, at the moment, the chances are busted. It's looking pretty slim, not going to lie. But you guys have now each got an awkward situation. It's going to be my job to guess whether it's true or false. Do you want to go first, Daryl?
Yeah, sure. Right, so once, when I was hanging around in town with my friends, we thought it would be a funny idea to pretend to sleep in the bed, in the window of a bed shop.
Oh, amazing.
We were there for so long waiting for someone to notice that we actually fell asleep. We woken up by an employee and swiftly ejected from the premises.
Have you ever been back to that shop?
No.
No? Is that like a live band?
That's not there anymore.
Oh, okay, that's a relief. Because I know in China, in IKEA, I think they do it, you're actually allowed to sort of use the furniture. And they allow people to hang out in the IKEA furniture as if you're at home, and people can stay there for hours.
Well, I'm moving to China.
So yeah.
Well, we could go on a tour of China and just
that's what you need to do. I like the idea of justifying a tour to China by going, just wanted to sleep in IKEA. Scrap the gigs. I want to sleep in IKEA. Yeah, I think that's believable. I do. I can imagine that happening. I think something that starts off as a joke actually turns into a very awkward situation. So I'm going, that is true.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Oh, is it not? No. Oh, that's annoying. That fair play. Yeah. You bluffed me well. It's a good situation.
It's because it actually happened to a friend.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'll steal that.
Yeah, that's good. George, do you want to go ahead with your awkward situation?
Yeah, okay. So basically, I go to Southend for shopping with my friend. I go in a shop. My friend walks off to buy something else. So I'm looking at something on the shelves. What I thought was my friend next to me obviously wasn't, because I pretended that he made me jump and I screamed in her face.
Oh!
Only for her to apologise for scaring me as I sort of awkwardly walked off.
Oh, that's very awkward. Did you say anything or you just sort of walked off?
Yeah, I just walked off.
That's George's style.
Pretending nothing's happened.
That's all you can do.
Is that what you're going to do after this session? No, goodbye, I'm off. Yeah, just walk out.
I hope not, because he's our lift home.
Oh, okay. You two are just stuck here. You'll have to do the sleeping again.
Yeah, we're going to have to go and find IKEA.
Yeah, you're going to get evacuated tomorrow morning. Sort of on your tactics of first one, false. I don't know if you guys have discussed the true or false, so I'm going to go true.
Yes, it is.
Yes! So it's all coming down to you, Tommy. If I get it wrong, we've got a draw. There's not really a situation to deal with the draw. So we're going to go ahead. Hope I get this right. If I don't, we'll think of a situation. This game hasn't been devised to the extent that it's got an answer for a draw. I mean, listen to the jingle.
Hashtag awkward.
I mean, you've heard the jingle. If you think we've sorted out an answer for if it's a draw, we haven't got that far. Budget doesn't stretch.
It's going to be tense.
Yeah. Tommy, if you want to get close into the mic and read your awkward situation.
Well, basically, mine involved college. A few years ago, I was coming out of a lesson. And I was on the very top floor, one of the very top floors of my college, and I was in the elevator on my way down to the bottom for my lunch break, and I was the only person in there. I was just by myself in this elevator, and then I must have got about four floors from the bottom, and there was this girl. This was this one girl that came into the elevator with me. And she was really, really, really good looking, and she was amazing, and We neared the bottom of the elevator, and I couldn't help myself, but I farted really loud, and it stunk really, really bad, and I think she hated me, and she saw me a few times after that, and just the look.
The awkward look.
Yeah, the awkward look.
Yeah. I'm sort of edging towards true, no offence, I think if you made that up, it'd be slightly weird. I don't know why. I think the idea of making up a story that you farted in a lift's a bit bizarre to bring on the radio, so I mean, on that method of working it out, I'm going to have to say true.
It's actually false.
Oh, no.
He just came on the radio and lied about farting.
Oh, it's a really good story.
Just got partially ripped to pieces about it.
I mean, as I said, no offence. So it's a draw. Yay, well, happy.
I don't know what to do about
this. We don't know what to do. To be honest, you're the guests. I've already said I'd rather hear busted. So I think most people would rather hear busted than this. Shardy's like-
like a melody.
We don't want that. No shorties like a melody. No thanks, Ayaz. We're going to play Busted, Crash the Wedding. Before we do, though, how can people follow you online? How can people get to your gigs? All the sort of admin stuff that we've saved for the end.
Right, so our Facebook is 3AM Official, facebook.com/3AM Official, all one word. So basically everything you can get through there, SoundCloud, YouTube, it's all on there.
YouTube would be, it's 3AM Band, all one word in it.
And the next gig we've got is at the Railway in Southend on the 16th of May, supporting Echo and the Beats, which should be a really good
night. Wicked, yeah. So people get down there.
Yeah, definitely.
On the 16th of May. Anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks
for been good.
Us.
Enjoyed the session. Enjoyed the stupid game. Let's have another final way awkward way.
Way.
And let's play Busted, Crash the Wedding for 3AM.
Hashtag awkward.